All right, it is 5:30 on Monday, April 17th. I'd like to call order a regular scheduled meeting of the Monclova Township Board of Trustees. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Second meeting, we usually have our departmental reports. The trustees and our fiscal officer and department heads were met earlier today and discussed a number of things as far as planning for 2024. I don't see Lieutenant Leach in attendance currently, but we do have the crime report from last month sitting in the conference room. The trustees had not had a chance to peruse that. Were there any additions or corrections to the minutes of our meeting from April 3rd?
I haven't.
I'll make a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes and accept them as submitted.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Herschel.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
And then our fiscal officer.
We do need to adjust the agenda, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, on the agenda. Thank you,
sure.
Barbara. We will be having executive session after the meeting to discuss an employment contract and to discuss a potential real estate transaction, and then also two potential. Where's the sheet here? I do this properly. Conducting or reviewing employee compensation or terms of employment. So that will be added at the end of our meeting. All right. Are there any other adjustments to the agenda?
None for me.
All right. Our fiscal officer has submitted bills for payment totaling $480,122.57 for the attached list.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
All right. Gavin, we admit no correspondence?
No correspondence.
All right. I do see Lieutenant Leach has joined us. Welcome.
He's in an exceptional mood today.
He's
right.
Smiling.
Please, want to come up and give
looks
us
like
a
cold weather.
Give us your monthly report to the township.
I'm Lieutenant John Leach, Lucas County Sheriff's Office. Thank you for the opportunity to address the board trustee for Monclova Township and the citizens. Thank you, fire department representative, dear dudes. I want to thank everybody. Just to be here. I also want to thank guys for inviting us. We look forward to participating in the Monclova Fire with doing an active shooter event for RTF Rescue Task Force coming up on the 30th. We'll be going with the local fire department.
Practice.
Yes. It's practice. I say, we got enough scares.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You gotta be
that's an opportunity for us to hone our skills, and also teach a couple of new officers we have to what Rescue Task Force is and how we respond to a situation. Hopefully, we never have to in real life. I said, we participate with it. We have a couple new officers on the road, Officer Baum and Officer Quiller. I said, go to Deputy Quinbaum. I said, you'll see a bunch of new faces out in the community here, and we plan on continuing to keep training deputies from the jail and from everywhere else to come out so they can see what it's like in field operations, road patrol. So you'll see a bunch of new faces out. So you're going to see them come through. They'll be with training officers. So they'll be out in the community. We have a speed trailer. I just want to let you guys know. And it is available for the community. So anybody who wants a speed trailer out there will come out and take a look at the site so we know that we can safely put it there. So there's not all locations we can put a speed trailer. It is a pretty large piece of equipment. So I can't, you know, some of the residential areas may be, you know, may be restricted for us to put on, because I can't put it in the roadway, block the roadway. So it's got to be someplace where I can put it safely so I can monitor speed. And it's not something out there for somebody to try to beat their best record. It's out there just to be mindful that there is a speed limit there. We're out there, and we have units out there monitoring. We regularly perform traffic grants out there, and then we will cite you out there. So we'll make sure everybody's safe. So we have officers out there that are currently following school buses out there on their routes. So the deputies are out there to watch them pick up and drop off to the kids and bring them to the school districts. So we just manage to slow it down a little bit. So I know it's spring and we're excited. The weather's breaking except for, you know, 73 degrees, you know, yesterday. Snow this morning. It's northwest Ohio. We all live here. You know, we love that seasonal change, I guess, where we're still here. But I say, police, you know, as the weather warms up, slow down. We have kids that are out there on the streets on their bikes, walking, running, exercising, enjoying all the stuff that we have to offer here in Monclova. So please, please, please slow it down and be mindful. Do we have any questions for us?
Yeah, but you mentioned new officers coming and getting trained or practicing other skills, right? And I love that. We just talked about it in our working session about how employees want new challenges. I just would like, if we have a new face, I'd like to make sure our administrator knows who the new face is. And I also need them to know, like, some of the basics of Monclova, like our noise pollution and the barking problem and... You know, they're simple things. They're not complicated things. But when they go to the door and say, we don't have a noise resolution, that always escalates into a problem. So I'm not even sure I know what all the basics you should be relaying to your officers are, but Harold does. We always hand things off to Harold.
Just the common concerns about, you know, the golf carts in the streets, and you know, especially when you refer to the barking dogs, the noise ordinance, sometimes the dust, but...
Absolutely. And, you know, you got the expansions, the beautiful neighborhoods getting put in over there, which is, I just drove through and went through, and I said, that's an excellent, you know, beautiful, huge expansion out here up here on Clover. I said, we're bringing more people from outside this area. They're used to our new officers.
Right, and they might have come from a city where they're used to different rules, yeah. Right? We can't enforce everything a city does, so it's learning on both sides.
Absolutely. So, you know, they got to learn. And, you know, there's different rules for, you know, different areas. I said, depending on what's passed, if it's an ordinance, or, you know, if it's just a highly advised code. I said, so, that, you know, people need to be informed to advise that, you know, certain things that can happen in this area can't happen here due to these restrictions. And we'll get officers out here too. I said, I like to start bringing an officer in, you know, so maybe so you can introduce them to you guys. So you guys can meet them. The community can meet these officers, so they're going to be out there protecting and serving you guys.
Right.
What might be nice also, like I was in the building late last night because it's like, oh, I want to sign checks because I like taking my time. So I'm here at 8:30 and I hear the door ding, 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 ding. And then I hear, I probably know who it was, but somebody should know my car, not because of my car, but it says Trudy on the license plates. But it would be nice if maybe they stuck their head in and say, hey, I'm officer, so I see you in the parking lot, the conference room light is on. It would be maybe nice if somebody's here for them to step in and say, hey, you know, this is me coming in. I'm just using things because I heard it two or three times, and I probably should have got up because I thought, why did it ding two or three times? You know, because you got to have a key fob, so... I was in late last night. It'd been nice to stick your head and say, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so. I'm going to introduce myself. I see your cars in the parking lot. Just want to let you know I'm in here.
Yeah, we'll get our guys to introduce themselves when they come through here. And now the community, too. So they're doing a great job of stopping some of the stores as well and even talking to them.
Perfect.
They want to know everybody's we're out there in this community. We're also members of the community. So you work here, we're members of the community. A lot of people live out in Monclova Township too that work for the Sheriff's Office and multiple other agencies. I said, so we're community members as well. So we're also invested in the community.
All right, are there any members of the public that have questions? Ryan, just for your name and for the record.
Ryan Bauman, Black Road. Also live in Old Farm. I think a couple meetings ago you had mentioned or brought up some situations with kids doing the ding-dong ditch, and it was kind of bouncing around different subdivisions. It's hit our subdivision division now. One of the things I thought of is with the monthly newsletter that you guys send out.
Quarterly.
Is it quarterly? Maybe with new officers, and maybe you guys have a section of just.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
The sheriff.
Meet the officer.
Yeah, meet the officers, but say, hey, we know about this situation. Talk to your kids. Talk to your kids' friends. Let them know. Like, you know, if you're showing up at 1, 2, 3 a.m., you can get shot out here. I mean, people like to protect their property.
Let's not say that.
I'm just saying. I mean, like, it's,
yeah, there is a concern. There's a constituency that is in the Second Amendment rights.
In some subdivisions, the adults are getting a little fed up, and the kids feel like there's they
can have
their
corner in the newsletter.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
And it's a scary thing. Woke in the middle of the night, 2 something in the morning.
You're hearing
the front door, or a doorbell go off. The camera's going off and alerting you that there's something going on, early in the morning.
I'll tell you,
it's a very scary
situation. Dad that decides to take matters into his own hands becomes the repeat. And they going back, and they keep going back to agitate because, that guy, we got him. And that's getting a little problem.
And we need to, call 911 right away. I said, the last couple times where they were out, I said, we've stopped and identified everyone. We stopped out there. And you know what? They're kids that are living in the community.
Yeah.
I said, and so it's easy as a parent, knowing that one or two kids are having sleepover, the next thing you know, they're sneaking out in the middle of the night. And I said, we're all kids once.
Yeah.
I said, everybody's done it. I said, but speak out of the house. They don't know. They're not telling the parents. I'm going on the south side in the morning. And I said, they're not intentionally, sometimes you get somebody out there trying to do some vandalism. They're out there just running around, horse playing in the middle of the night, which is not safe.
Yeah, and this isn't even just weekends anymore. And I don't know what kids are doing at 3 a.m. on school night.
Obviously not studying. Please call if there's something like that. Or you see something, call right away so we can get that officer out there. I said we've been really good at catching the last couple of the batches that were out in the neighborhood of identifying and catching them. I said they leave their cars close by.
Karen, question also.
I need to identify myself. Karen Gerhardinger from the Mirror newspaper. You mentioned that there's going to be a training on the 30th. Where is that going to be?
That's going to be at Monclova Primary, correct?
We will get out some information on it. Yeah, we're still working on all the details to get it together, so we'll get you.
Didn't mean to jump the gun.
No, you're fine. It's in the final planning stage. So.
But it's safe to say that we'll be on the 30th?
Yes.
Okay, just as people see, police and vehicles out there and let them know.
Is it Sunday?
Yeah, we typically do a Saturday, Sunday. We do the classroom portion on Saturday and then the hands-on portion on Sundays.
It's pretty neat to watch if you haven't never seen one of them done. So it's actually pretty to see what happens and the cooperation between EMS and law enforcement and how we do this to protect people's lives and save lives. It's pretty neat to watch.
All right, thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, Gavin, you have a couple items in your report for the budget schedule for next year.
Yeah, I usually have our budget meeting at 6:05 because I'm always gone the Monday after Father's Day, but I didn't realize it was Juneteenth and we're moving to 6:20 meeting. So, as we said that, I'm like, I'm going to adjust this. Because we have a lot more budgetary things, so if it's going to give me another 2 weeks, I think that will help us. So I don't need anything today as far as a public hearing or whatever. I'm going to update some of this just to give us a little more time. But other than that, I don't have any action items that need to be taken care of tonight.
Okay, great. All right, then under old business, our attorney is afforded she continues to make progress on the residential TIF and hoping to have us a draft by June 1st. So in our working session and our pre-planning meeting, we talked about park improvements and Doug has got some things he's working on. Eric, potential review of zoning code about green parking and expanding of our park. That's
permissible. So some of that, and going to be moving forward too. And then, Harold, any updates on the meeting with the architect?
Yes, Matt and I have a meeting tomorrow morning.
Great. Any other old business items? All right. No new business items on the agenda. Trustees Langer, Vickery, any?
We would have said it at the beginning. Then we would have voted on it. We would have been at it.
All right. Eric, you want to go over your report, please?
Sure. Yeah, we're getting pretty busy again. We have had 8 new residences, which is kind of a lot, but it's spring. 4 fences, 1 pool, one garage under 1,000 square feet, 1 garage over 1,000 square feet, 4 additions, 1 shed, 1 transient vendor, and then 1 accessory building. And then the rest of my report is nation, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
We just said, oh, a sheriff would be really great, and I want to monitor. He used to do a piece from you and a piece from Harold, so just keep that in the back of your mind. Like, it's, you have so many sheds, right? You have 2, like, inquiries.
Right.
Probably more than that, but 2 people were smart enough to call, so that could be every, you know, couple springs you put that in or something like that.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
And I called Eric earlier this week. I had an inquiry from a food truck who wanted to know if they could park with the permission of the property owner down at Jerome and River, where the Royal Fishermen are at. And he said that would just be a BZA.
It would be, BZA would have to grant approvals for a temporary use and also for temporary parking, basically. So they would need 2 different variances if they chose to go that route.
So the neighborhood had a little party, and they had a food truck come. Mm-hmm. So, you know, was the food truck there for 2 hours or something, and the neighbors all bought food. Is that supposed to require a permit?
That's one of those gray areas. I mean, the difference with this is that's a one-time thing, and this
okay.
Is,
this was every Friday, right? I'm gonna set up my truck.
Right.
Well, it's my understanding. I didn't confirm that this gentleman reached out to me because Maumee turned it down. He'd rather park down there by the bridge at Side Cutter, and either the Metro Park or Maumee turned it down. So, you know, it'd be a couple days a week during when all the fishermen are down there this time of year. So.
Okay.
So the property owner would need to apply for the BZA?
That's correct. The property owner would need to apply to the BZA.
Okay. And would the food truck need to apply, or is this all taken care of through the health department?
They would need a fire inspection. Yeah. It hasn't been done for the year. They would need a fire inspection. Okay. Any food trucks as well.
You guys deal with this every day? And we hear about it every 3rd year, so it's always good to refresh our memories.
All right. Any questions for Eric? All right. Matthew.
Yes, it was rather busy month of March. We're still working with our ESO vendor on our statistics and our routes, but the best of my
ESO.
ESO is the vendor for our record management system that we're using. So to the best of my regulation, we had a total of 180 incidents for the month of March with the breakdown provided there. We're still having a little bit of problems gathering all the data that we typically put in the reports, but I got in as much as I could there. No items for action tonight. Just the rest of the report is informational. If there was anything other questions you had,
just I guess a question, a couple things. Just the accidents tends to be a more regular occurrence on 475 with the closures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how does that, from a staffing standpoint, is that taxing us?
No, with the automatic aid agreements that we have in place between Maumee and Monclova Township for the responses, it helps us cover both directions. They typically come in from the south. We typically come in from the north because a lot of times, you know, the caller gives a mark or the last mark that they remember seeing, and they may not even be in the same direction. They could be found instead of southbound. And they get that information, so we're ability to approach it from both directions, and with both departments responding to it, it hasn't created any incidents for us.
And then with reading in your report here about the St. Luke's closure coming up here shortly.
Yeah, that was the latest information that we got when I went to the Lucas County Policy Board meeting, and they made a presentation there of updated information county had received.
I mean, from a logistics standpoint, which in a transport, which is UTMUO or Mercy and Perrysburg, which are we out of service for the longer period of time?
They're relatively close. I pulled some mileage and time frames from various parts of the township, different corners or different areas or different subdivisions. And for the majority of them, it was actually time frame and mileage wise, it was a little closer to go to the Perrysburg Mercy Hospital. But we're talking just seconds and maybe a tenth of a mile to get to UTMC. So, but the hospital is still planning to function as a freestanding emergency room, similar to the ProMedica freestanding emergency room. So they're just going to stop admitting patients from the emergency room into the hospital as they start to phase down. So they'll still have the ER open until the closure date, and then we have not heard any additional plans yet from Mercy as to what their next step is with the facility. But it'll increase our transports to a couple of the other areas, but not anything that should significantly impact us.
Okay, great. Please keep us apprised of that as you learn more towards the closing. Any questions for? All right, Mr. Holland.
So the maintenance department and zoning have been working to get the signs off the right-of-ways. So that's kind of been a big thing with the spring season. Last month we got 17 pressure washing and miscellaneous signs. We did 131 oops tickets, trimmed 230 trees between Waterside and Lexington Glen. After that storm, we had only had the big trees come down. We did close, I'm going to get it right this time, Los Road.
Yes, you got it right.
Mostly clear. Anyhow, so that got closed overnight, and I had talked to Matt after that. So when we close a road down because of power lines and it cannot be opened, we discovered an issue with getting information to the fire station, to the guys on shift, about response. So I sent an email to Matt, Chief, and Scott that probably didn't get really open until that Monday. There was a time lapse of when that road was actually open and they could get through from north to south. So him and I have been talking about how I'm going to remedy that problem in the future. But it's just an email to all fire. Is it going to be a message board? Do I need to pick up the phone and call them? So we're working that one out. With that being said, when I closed the first road that I had to close here in the township, we decided that there was a gap in time as far as getting that road closed, and I'm not going to take credit for it. It's the guys in the shop that deserve all the credit. We came up with a barricade trailer. It's on ready to go. We're going to order some lights covered 360, so when we pull up to an intersection, they can effectively close that intersection down with the vehicle. Then we can work off that vehicle so everybody's in a safe work zone in the shadow of that truck and trailer. So that's kind of a big deal for us.
I think you should tell the best part. You used a trailer that was going to go down.
Okay, so there's a trailer that's going to go to
really save money.
And instead of buying something new, we refurbished it.
That's
so
what you like to hear.
We fabbed and recreated and redesigned, and the life is good.
Repainted, rust over.
No. We just didn't rattle can this thing. We brush painted it. So they descaled it, painted it. Like I said, EJ ordered lights today for it. They'll be on. They'll work off the tongue, so any truck that picks them up, as long as it's got trailer lights, it will work. But everything that we affect needs to close, even with high water. And then our reserve stuff that we have in bulk, like the big orange barrels. We have a lot that aren't on the trailer because they're really not, at this time, not needed. We can close four roads at a time. So, without question.
Let's hope we don't need to do that. That would be a big deal.
Yeah, let's go with that one. And everything's been mowed once. All the pre-emergents are down. What else can I see? That's really about it. The soccer
lands out here in the ball time. I've seen some kid in right field.
You know, I'm going to tell Osborne you said that. So, let's see. We had some small repairs around the buildings, but they're all taken care of. Mm-hmm. Everything's pretty much informational about this. So, any questions?
The barricade trailer was a great idea and great execution. They did a fantastic job.
All right, thank you. Harold, you have a couple of action items in your report here?
I have a couple. A bid opening for our 2023 road project. Somebody wants to make a motion and save me.
Yeah, I move to accept the bid from Bowers Asphalt and Paving in the amount of $1,464,598.24. I don't know how they come up with 24 cents on that.
I don't
know. For the 2023 Monclova OPWC annual resurfacing project for the Cross Creek, Homestead, Stonebrook, and Salisbury Road projects.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. All right, now we got annual crack ceiling. So I'll move to approve the contract with National Industrial Maintenance for the 2023 Monclova Township crack ceiling program.
I have two contracts that need to be signed.
I'll second the motion.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang? Herschel?
Yes.
Yes.
Our administrator is a little under the weather, so we're going to do some of the heavy lifting for him tonight. So we have our TMACOG Stormwater Coalition, which we have been a member of since its inception, and each member has get an appointment. So we're going to move to approve Doug Holland as the Monclova Township representative on the 2023 TMACOG Stormwater Coalition Committee, with Administrator Harold Grimm as the alternate.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
And the Sylvania Township Administrator, Oliver Turner, has represented the Lucas County Large Townships on the Lucas County Land Bank 2020. And prior to that, his predecessor, John Zeitler, was in his capacity. So the ORC requires one representative of a township at least 10,000, which there are three in the county, being us, Springfield, and Sylvania. So we're going to approve resolution 0417-2023, designating Oliver Turner as the township director on the board of directors for the Lucas County Land Bank.
That was 01.
01, I'm sorry. Yes, yes.
Second.
Second is by Vickery. Vickery on Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. And then also we have a pilot agreement, which is a payment in lieu of taxes. So we have a new entity moving into the township, which is Rolled Alloy, which is building at the northwest corner of Monclova and Jerome, and they have applied for an enterprise agreement with Lucas County, requesting 10-year
62% real estate exemption on the construction of 250,000 square foot corporate office and manufacturing facility, which is the plant and headquarters. With that, we have worked on a pilot agreement that our township fire and police services have made whole. They have finalized with that with our law director. Mr. Sousa, the CFO, is in attendance tonight and also a township resident. So I believe we've worked out an agreement that both parties agreed to and will be our safety services. Thank you.
Great.
So I'll move to approve resolution 0417-2023-02, approving a payment in lieu of taxes agreement between Rolled Alloy Inc. and the Maclova Township Board of Trustees, and this is for 10 years to mirror the enterprise period.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Welcome to the township.
All right. And then we budgeted for paving at St. Ross Cemetery. So Doug has got a quote from Perry's Asphalt and Seal Quote. They're going to apply two coats of sealer to the 16,000 square foot of pavement roughly in the cemetery for $2,335. So this will take care of this year, and we're going to do the maintenance lot, Keener parking lot next year, and the fire administration as well. And this is included in the budget. So I'll move to approve the April 7th, 2023 proposal from Perrysburg Asphalt and Seal Coating for the sealing of drives in Ross Cemetery at a cost of $2,335.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. The rest of Carol's report is mostly informational.
We have
an addendum to the enterprise zone agreement. I'm sorry, Harold. I didn't scroll down for a moment. We have an addendum for the enterprise zone agreement. I guess I'll just read the whole thing. World Allies have applied for enterprise zone application in Lucas County, requesting a 10-year 60% real estate property tax exemption for the construction of a 250,000 square foot corporate office and manufacturing facility at 6330 Monclova Road. The estimated cost is $34 million. They've applied, approved a donation agreement that provides an annual payment to the township equal to the property tax revenue that the township would have received had the 60% tax exemption not been applied. So to just consent to the enterprise agreement between the township and the county and Rolled Alloys, which is attached. So I move to approve resolution 0417-2023-03, approving and consenting to the enterprise zone agreement between Lucas County, Monclova Township, and Rolled Alloy Properties, Inc.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Any other questions on Harold?
Do we need to sign anything else, Harold?
Nope.
Just make sure everything's back. Huh?
Yes.
Do we want a tax administrator's Grimm's throat anymore?
I'll answer any questions you have.
I'll send you an email here. Hold on.
So I'm going to know maybe you guys are going to be breaking congrats very shortly.
Hopefully mid-May, about a month. Whether it holds out and everything, we'll be ready to roll.
All right. With that being said, are there any questions, comments from any of our members in the public tonight regarding our agenda? Yes, just for your name and for the record, state your name and address, please.
DGJ Mason with the Lucas Salt and Water Conservation District. I would like a few minutes to talk to you about what ditch maintenance really is.
Sure, we're ahead of schedule, VJ. Usually we can give you a couple of minutes at the beginning of the meeting. So
sorry about that. I was relieving myself.
Okay. Come on up to the front, please.
I'll give you my card, especially Gavin. I'm not the hell about financial.
Mm-hmm. You guys moved out of Maumee.
Yes, we did.
Harold, you know me. Do you need a card?
No. I know how to get home.
Yeah. Me and Harold go back about 10 years. The last time we worked together was getting rid of some of the log jam material that's along Swan Creek. But I am the head of ditch maintenance for Lucas County's calendar. And that means that the ditch has gone through a public hearing. Then it's under a maintenance authority, and I'm that authority for the county. The Van Fleet ditch was brought to my attention of lack of grass cover. So on Friday, I went out along that and met Doug, who was also along that stretch of ditch. And I'm here to explain it. Anytime a ditch is under that authority, it is our responsibility to be sure it meets all the codes and stuff.
And forgive me, Van Fleet ditch, I
Keener Park.
By the park.
Okay.
That's a two-stage ditch that the county engineer just got money on. So, I wanted you to make it aware of that. I got a map back here if you need to see what ditches are on, maintenance, and on Clovertown Township would be the Morrison and the Van Fleet. So if anybody ever complains things about the conditional looks of Van Fleet from Keener Road down to the bike trail.
Doug's our guy.
Give them to me.
So did you have to plant grass seed?
Yeah, I was planting because the grass seed didn't quite come up to my likings. Okay. So I went ahead and put additional seed on. Okay. I'm actually going to go back and put some clover on that because we need multi-species. And when I'm doing that, I'm actually going to go up on a sledding hill to be sure that it's become appropriate seeding. Because you guys have been so good to us to give us money. And I don't know if you realize, whatever you give us is matched by the state of Ohio. And that does not happen in any other agency. For Gavin, as these ditches become under maintenance, and you guys pay out of your general fund for those fees, you can recoup those by the Ohio Revised Code. So I'll get back with you, Gavin, once I review that section. Sorry for the way I'm present or look today. We had our seedling tree packing.
Yeah,
we had 9,000 seedlings we packed in 200 doors. So I started at 7 this morning, still going. So it's kind of like a Herald Day. I've gone fast, and I apologize for that.
Well, DJ, it's very coincidental because I got a phone call Friday. Harold knows a gentleman, Will Szymanski, lives on Wickerly Road, right on Morrison Ditch. He says, when they got to come out and reseed?
Oh, look at it.
On the east side of Wickerly.
I want to be sure that has gone through that public hearing. So
he said it's Ponsley too, but that's not you. I told him to call Matt McFadden on that one.
There's three ways to get a under me. County commissioners have authority, the slaughter district has authority, and so does the township trustees. But it has to go through a public hearing. So I need
to
be sure.
I thought we did all that.
We did for Van Fleet.
Oh,
yeah.
Not for Morrison.
Not for Morrison.
I thought we did every ditch in Monclova.
So I got to be sure about that.
Yeah.
Not mine.
I'm not sure. Yeah. So
I thought we did.
Well, just take a look at that. He
sure
said that.
If I have a funding, and that's what maintenance is. It's a permit right away and funding to do that.
Right. Yeah, here's the turn about us. He thinks his pond is leaking because of the ditch where done, and his pond is down.
Right. They wouldn't have done the ditch. They wouldn't. They made it a two-stage. Yeah, ditch as well, without having that funding in place. So I'm sure it does. I am really confident we did more than Van Fleet Ditch. So that'll be. Maybe we did a resolution.
It's got to go through the county commissioners. You guys have not used that authority. In fact, very few townships know that authority.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just making it work.
Well, maybe we just voted the county code.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure who's going to handle it. Something else, too. I have some work along Fleet Ditch. instead of me bringing an outside contractor. I may be looking at the township trustees to use your equipment and reimburse you 100%. So it's something for me, Mr. Holland, to talk about the future. Because it makes no sense for me to bring somebody who would be in another county to do that work.
So, great. Thank Glad you you're such a good partner.
You've been a great partner for us, and I appreciate everything that Carol has touched.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions tonight? I will move into close the general session and go into executive session to discuss potential contract, to discuss a potential real estate transaction, and to discuss the employment, dismissal, dismissal, promotion, demotion, compensation of a public employee or official.
Seconded
by Vickery on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Herschel? Vickery?
Yes.
All right, I'd make a motion to return from general session, or from to general session from executive session.
Seconded
by Lang on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
And we have one action item, and I move to approve the Township Administrator to execute a contract with John Hoover as the communication consultant for the Township and review and approval as to the form by the Township's Law Director.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
I move to adjourn.
Seconded
by Herschel on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. Good night.